Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Dr. Van Zee, a doctor here at Pella Medical Clinic, and we're going to be talking about, well, we're in the middle of winter, and there's always bugs going around, and we're just going to be talking about what's going around this season. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us.
No problem.
And just jumping right into things, we have had a pretty strange winter as far as the weather is concerned. Lots of warm weather, rain, no snow, really. Has it been a strange winter as far as illness is concerned, or is it mostly the same stuff we see year to year?
Certainly there is much of the same illnesses. A lot of gastroenteritis going around, people with vomiting and diarrhea and different variations of that. Thankfully, those have been more short-lived, and I haven't seen very much of that in the office. I hear more about it than actually see it. Certainly a lot of the colds and cough symptoms. We have not seen much for influenza. We get a report from our lab every week, knowing what they've been testing, what they've been getting positive results for. There was one RSV case this week, and there was one influenza case shortly after Christmas. But otherwise, we haven't seen much of that as of yet. It's still early in the season yet for influenza and RSV, but so those are nice numbers to see, certainly. I would say it's much of the same. A lot of people are struggling more with cough symptoms than anything, than more the sinus and congestion. So could there be more maybe allergies playing a role too, or with the warmer weather? That's possible.
And, you know, the flu season is always something that we really press, you know. Beginning of the fall, we tell people, you know, go get flu shots, get ready for it. And, you know, maybe that's the reason that flu numbers are down. Maybe it isn't. Would you say that the numbers that you got here in the clinic of people, you know, getting flu shots and stuff this year was a good number?
I don't know the exact numbers, but yeah, many of my patients were willing to get the flu shots or asking about those. So that I think the increased awareness that the State Department has put on the influenza, I think, has helped in getting those flu shots underway.
Okay. And, you know, like I said before, we're in the middle of winter, and of course, this is the time when people are getting ill. Are there any special tips people should be taking into account with the, you know, the weather is still colder than it would be in the summer. Are there things that people should be watching out for, habits they should be, you know, getting into to stay healthy?
Sure. I think we live in a very mobile environment, and we're used to getting out and doing things. So my best advice is stay home, take care of yourself, drink lots of fluids, build up your immune system as best you can, getting plenty of rest, vitamin C, good hand washing. If you have a get-together, get-together and you're not feeling well, don't go. Try not to spread it. I think with the warmer weather, we are more willing to maybe get out and do things that maybe we wouldn't in the middle of winter when there's lots of snow on the ground. So those are things to consider.
And, you know, one thing with the winter, the way it's been, nice and sunny and, you know, warm enough to be out and about, I'm wondering, you know, I've heard in years past that people get sad, and by sad I mean the seasonal affective disorder, and I'm wondering if that's not so much a problem this year because people are able to, you know, go out and enjoy the weather.
I would say that's probably a fair statement. I have not seen that quite as much. I certainly try to weed that out if people come in for sadness, if it might just be that they're not getting as much sunshine, especially in the winter months. Generally around March that seems to improve, and so thankfully we're getting closer to that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're right about at that point in the interview where I ask you, is there anything else you want to go for? Is there anything else that you're noticing or want people to keep mindful of?
Well, certainly, you know, with the more immunosuppressed people, those that might be undergoing chronic illnesses, those should be quicker to come in. Young children, infants, the elderly. If you have a high fever, they're not drinking plenty of fluids, they're getting listless or lethargy, then certainly come in very quickly. As far as cold symptoms or cough symptoms, and much of the journal reading, unfortunately they ask you to wait anywhere from 1 to up to 3 weeks before coming in to see us. Certainly that's a long time to wait, and if there's anything that's developed in between there, higher fevers, increased pain, potentially sinus pain, productive cough, shortness of breath, those are things to come in sooner. But we have to weigh those as well with the symptoms that they're having and choose an appropriate course of action.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. We sat down with Dr. Van Zee here at the Pelham Medical Clinic. And once again, I really would like to thank you for coming on with us today.
Been my pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.